Annie Othen.
BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.
Delighted to say that George Gilvey joins me from Gogglebox now. George, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you How are you?
I'm all right. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Are you?
Enough.
Oh, bless.
All the excitement around it. I haven't actually thought about the actual date.
Just to remind people who've watched Gogglebox, I mean, you're all filmed there watching telly. We're watching you while you're watching telly. You normally sit there with your mum and stepdad and your little L-shaped sofa down there in Clacton. And she's obviously she's taken quite a shine to you, George.
Yeah, yeah. She caught me right at the right time, actually, because when she tweeted me, I'd been down with my friends down at the local pub.
Yeah.
And we was all talking about the skydive that my friend had just done. And a couple of days before, I'd met a little boy with muscular dystrophy.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah. So literally, it was just a fate thing and a couple of Dutch courages inside me. So basically, I just thought, oh, bugger it, you know, and we'll raise more money.
It's fate, then. You were meant to be together.
Yeah,
you
possibly. Did,
yeah, well, who knows? You are young, free and single.
Yeah, that's it, yes.
Yeah, and you did say to Hayley that if she could raise £3,000, you'd do the skydive. And, of course, you know, she's gone and reached the £2,000, so she's gone on better and said, you know, £3,000 now. So £3,000 in the can already. What are you more nervous about, the skydive or the date with Hayley?
I'm not too sure. I'm going to take one step at a time, I think. I spoke to my friend the other day. He's a good friend of mine that was in the RAF, and I was saying to him, what's it like to jump out of a plane? You know? And he was sort of saying to me, oh, don't worry about it, it'll be fine, it's a really good experience. And I said to him, but like, no, seriously, what's it like when you stand on the edge and you have to jump out of the plane? It must be like really hard to force yourself out. And he said, don't worry about that, dear boy, you just sort of get sucked out. So he's made me feel even more nervous about it.
You've never done anything like this before?
No, nothing like that before. But I'm pretty brave, so I wouldn't mind. And it's for a very good cause, as I said. Yeah. So.
And you've got this date. Who's planned the date then? You're going ice skating?
Yeah, well, I offered to go up to Rugby, where Hayley is,
yeah.
But she's going to come down my way.
Mm.
I'm going to go ice skating at Chelmsford first.
Yeah.
And then we're off to a restaurant in Witham that kindly donated a meal for us. You know, everyone's just wrapped around me down here. They think it's good that I'm doing it. So
I think it's
and
fantastic.
Everyone's going to make sure that we have a nice day. Yeah. And then Hayley's going to meet me, mum and dad and stuff. She wants to sit on the sofa.
The sofa.
She's more interested in the sofa than me.
I don't think so. I mean, they're great, your mum and dad. I mean, what's your mum think of all of this?
Yeah, no, she thinks it's great. I mean, we foster as a family, so we're all about helping people. So it's really good. I mean, the position that I've been put in, because we're just a normal family, you know. So the position that I've been put in, why not use it for a good cause, you know?
Yeah, I know that you can't talk too much about Gogglebox because of, you know, various contracts and stuff. But have you been surprised at the success of it?
Yeah, it's really kicked off. I mean, I'm more than anything really happy for the guys that have made the show. They're a really nice group, you know.
Like, but it's all, you guys that make it. It's you and your comments on the sofa. You tend to sit there cross-legged most of the time.
I know, but it really, honestly, you don't notice it. You just sit there like normal. It's really weird, you know. That's like with swearing. I look at it and I cringe because I don't realise that I'm being filmed. It's so, you just forget about it, honestly. It's a really strange thing. And every Friday I watch it and I don't remember what I've said.
But you're just like the rest of us when we're all sitting there watching telly. And you've got another series coming up?
Yeah, possibly in September.
Yeah.
That starts in September.
But you are technically an award winner now, George, because it won a BAFTA, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was really amazing for my mum because my nan passed away a couple of years ago and she always used to say that me and my mum strutted about like film stars. So that's why my mum got a bit upset because she would have loved to see me.
You see, your nan knew a thing or two. So then, you got this date tomorrow. You getting yourself all, you know, spruced up and ready?
Yeah, well, I just realised yesterday, I haven't even got, I was looking around thinking, I've got to wear something. I don't know. I've not done anything. I've been more on the fundraising thing, but I'm sure it'll be fine. Hayley seems quite laid back, so.
We'd love it if they're ending up with four of you on the sofa.
Yeah, it could do. You never know.
You never know what might happen.
You never know what's going to happen with that programme.
I'm liking this. I'm liking this bit of matchmaking we're doing here. I think it's great.
We might team up and just come and watch everyone else on their sofas.
Watching you, watching me, watching them, watching you. Oh, it gets complicated. Do you know how much has been raised so far? I think it was about £3,000 when we last spoke with Hayley.
Yeah, I was just about to have a look because it's going up all the time, which is really good. I think it's just over £3,000.
Fantastic.
I mean, I even said to Hayley, let's think of something else, you know, because obviously it's obviously we're going on a date and we're going to do the skydive and that's fun for us. But the main target is to raise money for Target MD, you know. So it's really important that we carry on the fundraising, you know.
Well, look, we wish you the best of luck, George.
Yeah.
Hope the skydive. Have you got a date for that?
I'm not too sure. Hayley's got more details on it. I know it's September time. I don't really want to think about it too much.
No, you'll get sucked out, dear boy. It's okay. You'll get sucked out. Good luck with the date tomorrow.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
Let us know how it goes on. You're a sweetheart. And give my regards to Essex, my old home county.
Oh, lovely, Chubbly.
Annie Oathen. BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.